Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We need to start acting like the United States of America, this incredible country that was built on immigration, this incredible country that allows freedoms that no other country allows, this incredible, amazing country that allows people to speak out against the government freely and openly without any retaliation. Well, that's the concept of America. And that's changed. But that shouldn't change. I'm not happy with who we are as a country. This is not the America I want to live in. And I think we should all ask ourselves, what can we do to bring about change? Because let's remember that as a country, we're no better than the individuals that make up this country. Therefore, as individuals, we have the power to act a certain way. And if we act a certain way, then that's going to be a collection of goodwill that will ultimately change the image of this country. I'm Scoot. I'm glad you're with us. Thursday afternoon, tomorrow's Free for All Friday, heading into the weekend. We're still talking about the assassination of conservative talk host Charlie Kirk yesterday. And I disagreed with Charlie Kirk on a number of issues and talked about it on the show. And I don't take any of that back. And I don't need to take any of that back. I disagreed with him. But I am shocked and appalled that he was killed because somebody disagreed with his opinions. Charlie Kirk didn't do anything but express his opinions. And while I disagreed with them, I can also totally denounce the violence that was directed toward him that took his life, that took a husband away from a wife, that took a father away from kids. Why? Because you disagree? I wrote a blog about this. It's posted on our website at WWL.com. You can check it out there. If it's not up yet, it will soon be up on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. And you can, okay, it's there. All right, it's posted there. You can comment on it on the Scoot on the Air Facebook. And I'll tell you right now that I may block some people based on their comments. Because we're going to no longer just tolerate just anybody. And we're not going to read the hate-driven comments that come in from a small group of listeners, because that group is small compared to the listeners that we have. And again, I remind you that whether it's me or Charlie Kirk or whoever, debate does not equal hate. This is America. And we need to start acting like it's America. If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. We'll get to your calls coming up here in just a moment. Hey, I want to remind you that at 3:30 this afternoon, we're going to talk to Kevin Todd. Kevin Todd is the CEO of SportsBroker.com. Last week, he gave a free tip to our listeners. And the tip was take Dallas +8 in the Thursday night game. And the Philadelphia Eagles beat the Dallas Cowboys 24-20. If you listened to Kevin Todd last week, you made money. If you're a bettor, if you've got friends who are bettors, tell them to tune in. We're going to give you the phone number. Kevin Todd's going to give you the phone number, and then you can call him, and we'll repeat the number after he's gone. Last year on Thursday Night Football, he went 13-3, and basically they're turning outcomes into incomes. So be listening for Kevin Todd, CEO of SportsBroker.com. That's going to be about 3:30 this afternoon. You're going to get some really powerful tips. All right, before I get to your calls, let's go to Ian with some of the text messages that have come in.
James on the North Shore is here, and he says, conversation rules the nation. Let's not let open dialect with each other die also. If you're so upset because you believe you're losing the world around you, then you're focused on the wrong things anyway. The more we lose of the flesh, the more we gain in spirit. Maybe you're wrestling with depression or reeling from a mistake that seems unforgivable, or you're just sick and tired of being sick and tired. You may not like your present circumstances, but they may be the key to your character development, and character development is the key to your future.
Yeah, that's a very heavy text, but James, thank you for that. I do think a lot of the people who are so hateful, what they've done, and I believe I wrote this in the blog. I know I talked about it a little bit yesterday, but what people do today is they so internalize their politics that they are their politics. Now, that's not the case with me. I mean, I am paid. I mean, I'm kind of a political junkie, but I am paid to have conversations and sometimes debates about politics. Now, we talk about music and pop culture and other things as well, but that's what I'm paid to do. When I leave the studio, yes, I have work to do to prepare for the next show. When I wake up in the morning, I have to prepare for the show. I do a lot of work on the show every day. But when I'm not working on the show, I'm not thinking about any of this stuff. I let this stuff go. And there are people who live and breathe their politics. And so when you say something that they disagree with, their world is rocked because they've so internalized and personalized their political views that that's who they are. They are their politics. And that's not a healthy state of mind. You know, find something else to get involved in. And you know, you don't have to be your politics. But I think the problem is a lot of people are just kind of lost and they don't have an identity. And their only identity is belonging to this club, either the right or the left. It's tribal politics. And that is what has led to this concept of war. And there are those on the right saying the left is at war with us. That's not true. I mean, they're at war over ideological things. But this was one individual. This guy, whoever did this, this person doesn't represent the left any more than the guy who shot the politician and her husband in Minnesota recently, the assassination in Minnesota of Democrats. That guy doesn't represent the right. The person who shot Steve Scalise doesn't represent the left. That was one individual who committed that horrific act. And thank God Steve Scalise is okay. Steve Scalise and I disagree, but we respect each other. I would never want anything bad to happen to him, and I am horrified at what happened to Charlie Kirk yesterday.
James goes on to say, I believe it would help us if y'all made it clear what you disagree with Charlie Kirk about. Love y'all. There's still plenty of love out here.
Yeah, I don't want to. No. I don't think
today's
this is
not the, that. That's not the best use of our time today.
Right.
There may be a time later down the road when I can list 30 terrible things that he said and that he believed in. I don't think that's the highest use of our time right now. I like what you just said. Let's look around and see who's trying to lower the temperature, who is denouncing political violence unequivocally, emphatically denouncing it. And
yeah.
Who is calling for war?
You know,
who is calling for more bloodshed?
Right.
Who's calling for more violence? Let's point at that.
Well, exactly. And if it is, if there are people on the right calling for violence against the left, which is just totally misplaced anger, because this guy doesn't represent everybody on the left, and I don't speak for the left because I'm a radical moderate. I'm right in the middle. I'm a registered independent. I did mention in the blog that I wrote, I mentioned some of the things that I disagreed with Charlie Kirk on. I'm not going to get into that on the air, but I did write a few things in the blog. And I did this for the purpose of showing I really disagreed with Charlie Kirk. But I am just still sickened and outraged that this happened to Charlie Kirk. And I can disagree with him and also just be violently upset that this happened to him. Because, again, debate doesn't equal hate. We should be able to debate each other because this is the foundation of America without hating, especially hating to the point where violence is the answer.
Here's a text that says, America's been like that. They killed Lincoln, Garfield, McKinley. They wounded Teddy as a candidate. They shot at FDR as a candidate. They shot JFK, RFK. MLK, shot twice at Ford, wounded Reagan, and Trump We've always been violent. How about the Indian and Black American Holocaust? We had a civil war. Nixon had his enemies list. It's the same old America. You're kidding yourself.
I disagree because of this. We should learn from our past. We should be better. We should be sophisticated, civil, and intelligent enough to know that debate can happen without violence. But I guess we can read into that text the reality that there are sick people in this world who don't know how to turn off their emotions. They don't know how to rage or just be really upset without acting. Think about road rage. You know, you and I have rage on the road all the time, but we don't do anything about it. But that's not going to stop some people from doing something about it with a gun or with their fist or with their vehicle. Just don't be one of those people. And let's denounce, you know, I am hearing this phrase, we need to turn down the temperature. Well, you know, yeah, that's one way to put it. We need to turn down the temperature. But let's not just make that a cliche that we say that makes us feel good at the time, like we've said something that's going to manifest change. Let's really work to realize how sometimes we just become too angry over what? Differing opinions? You know, if there's somebody with political views that you totally disagree with, that doesn't affect your dinner tonight. It doesn't affect your relationship with your kids. It doesn't affect your relationship with your wife or your partner. It doesn't affect the fun things that you're going to do. It doesn't affect the Thursday night football game tonight. So really, you know, we need to put this in perspective. We're just talking about conversations that we're allowed to have in America. And that should never lead to violence. All right. If you've got a comment, just hang on. If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking Text Line is 504-260-1870. And when we come back, we'll get to more of your calls. And we're just continuing to react to the assassination of conservative activist yesterday, Charlie Kirk. And he was an activist. He promoted certain things that I disagreed with, but I don't agree with what happened. And those of us who don't agree with what happened, even if we disagreed with Charlie Kirk, deserve credit for representing the civility in America that allows us to debate without supporting violence. And it's interesting, again, that we're talking about the state of America on the anniversary of 9/11. Remember how we came together after 9/11? And remember that we stayed together for just a few minutes? And then we reverted back into our political tribes. And it's okay to be part of a political tribe, as long as you don't support violence. As long as you don't become one of the ones that is depicting this as some kind of war between one side and another. Because the person who did this doesn't represent anybody except himself. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The music that was inspired by 9/11, and today is September the 11th, the 24th anniversary of the attack on American soil. The music that was inspired by that attack on America is very fitting for the conversation today about the assassination of Charlie Kirk. It's a song called America by Imagine Dragons. California Governor Gavin Newsom said, quote, "The attack on Charlie Kirk is disgusting, vile, and reprehensible. In the United States of America, we must reject political violence in every form." Charlie Kirk was Gavin Newsom's first guest on his podcast earlier this year. Charlie Kirk invited, promoted, inspired political debate. It's ironic that political debate led to hate, that led to somebody shooting him and killing him. But make no mistake about it, Charlie Kirk was all about political debate and pointing out his differences with other differences. Elon Musk, reckless and irresponsible for calling the left the party of murderers. Jesse Waters, who in my opinion ain't the brightest kid on the block. Jesse Waters just sort of went to a primal place saying they, the left, are at war with us. This doesn't help. Jesse Waters is not helping. But I guess he just doesn't understand the bigger picture. We should be able to debate without hating, without political violence. I mean, that's all that really needs to be promoted. Let's get to your calls. Let's go to David in Atlanta. David, good afternoon.
Thank you. And I'm really hyped today. And I hope I get this message out, Scoot. And I hate hate. And I have spoken out many times. Now, someone said on your radio station a few minutes ago, a politician, people should speak out, which I totally agree with. I worship the First Amendment. But under the Constitution of the United States, I have a right to constitutionally, peacefully protest. Before I get to a couple of examples, how one person can make a difference, and I'm totally blind. Right now, the President of the United States is withholding more than $1 billion of appropriated, approved funds by the United States Congress to fight violent crimes. And he's evidently blaming black mayors for this horrible crime problem. And Donald Trump said the Democrats love crime. What hypocrisy. And I'll give you another example. George W. Bush, I believe, was quoted earlier today on one of the cable channels saying something has to be done about the violence. I couldn't agree with that more. But when George W. Bush was president, he would not renew the ban on assault weapons. Now, evidently this murderer who killed Charlie Kirk yesterday was using a high-powered assault weapon. The shot came from 500 feet. Now, and that monster who killed a lot of people in Sandy Hook was using an assault weapon. He took out of his home. Now, I've said for years, assault weapons need to be banned, and every weapon should have a gun lock on it by federal law when you're not in control or possession of that weapon. Furthermore, as I understand the law, I could sell for cash an AR-15 right now to anyone without a background check. That's insane. So George W. Bush said we need to do something, and I agree, but I don't know what his proposals are. Speaking out is great. Now, let me give you, and I hope I can say this, what a blind person has accomplished, and I'm telling the truth. When the Hornets came to New Orleans, they broadcast on a station that was once the home of the Jew-hater, racist David Duke. And, you know, I have a wonderful girlfriend who's devoutly Jewish. She speaks Hebrew. She served in the United States Navy. She's taught school in Israel. She's actively participates in many good charity causes and contributes heavily. A finer citizen of the United States could not be found. And I've always stood out against hate all of my life. Billy Graham said the most important message of the Bible is love thy neighbor. Now, when the Hornets came to New Orleans, I sent a 10-page email to the commissioner of the National Basketball Association regarding this station broadcasting Hornets games. They had a $500,000 contract with that station. I told the owners of the Hornets and the commissioner of the National Basketball Association that they are contributing to the profit of a station that put out the most vile and filthy anti-Semitic and racist remarks not fit to be heard in the world's filthiest gutter, and I promised to actively participate, encouraging civil rights groups, church groups, Jewish groups, community groups to peacefully protest, and I gave example after example.
So tell me what happened.
Well, I'm going to tell you. Within 2 hours, after I sent the email, the chief operating officer of the New Orleans Hornets called me at my home. May I say his name?
No, sure.
Jack Capello, the former district attorney of Jefferson Parish.
Okay.
He told me they had no idea what was going on at that radio station. He will cancel the contract. And I taped the show every day and called the sponsors. Every major sponsor pulled out. And that station later went out of business. And I was receiving threatening and harassing phone calls. I reported one person to the police. Now, I have recorded many hateful calls. There was a radio station I heard last night blaming the liberal media, MSNBC, for this unfortunate, tragic murder. When that same radio station that I reported to the Secret Service and to the FCC. I filed complaints where I had recordings. There was one guy who identified as a letter carrier, and I notified and called his supervisor, and he was disciplined. May I say what was quoted? I had it on tape.
Well, okay.
Okay. He said President Biden should be put up against a wall and shot. And I sent information and the tape to the Secret Service. Another person on another station, a Christian station, said that President Barack Obama is part of the radical war, for Islam. Like, he was supporting the radical war for Islam, and one shot is all it would take. Well, I helped identify that person, and he wasn't heard on radio ever since. And the Secret Service called my home to thank me.
I appreciate your activism. I really do. And I think what you're pointing out is that, and this is true, is that the appetite for violence exists on both sides. And so for one side today to be blaming it all on the left based on the behavior of one maniacal individual is an injustice. And we shouldn't accept that. Because it happens on both sides. I said this yesterday. Neither side has a right to point a finger at the other side. Let's go to Craig on the I-10. Hey, Craig, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Scoop?
Good.
I just made it home, and it's crazy. It's kind of ironic. My wife just brought me something. This is kind of dealing with what you're talking about. A guy just hit my son, and he told the guy, he said, "You know you hit my son?" He said the guy told him, "Call the police, nigga."
All right, wait. Look, I know you said that in the context of what happened, but you know we're not going to allow that kind of language to be said on the air. But Craig, we can continue the conversation.
All right, I'm sorry about that.
That's
but
all right.
Look, I call because all this is really coming from the top. Just how this guy handled this situation with Kirk, and this is a sorry situation for the guy. Nobody should kill it. But what President Trump is doing to him for his family, he did not do for the people in Minnesota when they got killed.
No, I mean, it's fair to bring that up, Craig, but it's also a political reality that we are human, and we will always side more with our friends than with our enemies. It's not fair, but that's the reality of politics.
You said something earlier when you talked about the United States of America. He's not the president of the United States of America. He's only president for those who agree with him. If you're the president, if it happens to this guy, you should be appalled. Call him a thug, and if it happens to this guy, you should be appalled and call him a thug. It shouldn't be divided.
Well, I agree with. I agree with that. I agree with that.
You know, yeah.
All right. So, Craig, just let's go back to. So, some guy hit your son. What, in a car?
Hit my son's vehicle today.
Okay.
And he went up to the guy. And he said, "Man, you know you hit my vehicle." He said, "Call the police." N word.
So what happened?
The guy drove off.
Did they get his license number? Did your son get his license number?
He got his license plate number.
Well, track him down.
But that's what we have come to in this country now because of the leadership.
If people follow the leader, it's ultimately the responsibility of the people who follow the leader. You know, a leader can say whatever he wants, but if people follow the leader, it's on the people who decide to follow the leader as opposed to rejecting the leader's rhetoric. And the rhetoric is ripe right now. And I don't, I don't want to point fingers. It's easy to do that. And it's easy to say that something's not fair. But life isn't fair. And we're human and we tend to bond with those we like, not those we don't like. But I do agree that a president of the United States should be president of the United States. And I'm deeply concerned about the information coming from the FCC that Brendan Carr said that the FCC is fully aligned with the agenda of President Trump is running. The FCC is supposed to regulate the media, not censor the media. And this idea that any broadcast outlet that broadcasts anything that President Trump considers to be offensive or inappropriate toward him might be punished, might be severely punished by the FCC. That is not the purpose of the FCC. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot. I'm glad you're with us. This is a very important conversation, and it continues when we come back. And today is the anniversary of 9/11, and our bumper music, most of it is music that was inspired by 9/11. This is Bruce Springsteen's The Rising. And we'll be right back on WWE.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. We're still talking about the horrific, tragic assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk yesterday. You can disagree with Charlie Kirk as I did, but this should not have happened. And this should not turn into a war of the right versus the left. And those people who are trying to make this seem like a war, they're appealing to the hate in people. And that's not the right thing to appeal to. Let's go to Kurt in St. Rose. Kurt, you're on WWL.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. How you doing? First, let me send my condolences to Kurt's family and friends and everyone that knew him.
Yeah, thanks.
I started watching him on YouTube maybe about 2-3 years ago. Very, very, very intelligent. Very, very intelligent man. And will debate anyone. You can. This is America. You can agree and disagree and still live to see tomorrow.
That's right.
He did not deserve to be assassinated the way that he did, all because you don't like his answers to your question.
Oh, that's right. I mean, that's right. I mean, you know, I don't agree with Christian nationalism, but people have a right to express that opinion in America.
Opinion, correct. And this man was a father.
Yeah,
he had a family. I think he had 2 daughters, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so. I know he had 2 young kids.
I don't think America realized the great loss that took place. Any life is should be one life is tragic, but I don't think the United States realized what loss happened yesterday. I think he was also setting up to run for president at some point in time.
You know, that's possible. He did a lot to mobilize the youth vote for Donald Trump, and he may have actually been responsible for Donald Trump getting elected because of that youth vote.
Yes, but it's just tragic. We are here in United States of America, and it doesn't feel like it if stuff like this could take place.
I know. Kirk, I agree with you. I agree with you, and I appreciate the call. Let's go to Joe in Metairie. Hey, Joe.
Hey, good afternoon. I was just driving around, and I heard a caller that at the last hour that I think really epitomizes what the problem is with this. You know, you have a political show a lot of times, and people call in, and they disagree with you. And this guy said that he didn't know who Charlie Kirk really was, and, you know, listening to him, he thought he was pretty divisive and racist. And that's the whole problem, that kind of attitude. You know, just because somebody would call up your show and disagree with you and say, you know, I'm in favor of abortion and you're against it, that doesn't mean you hate women. Just because you're opposed to affirmative action and somebody else isn't doesn't mean that they're racist. And that's what the problem is the reaction that people have now. It's so polarizing. I mean, I'm close to your age, and my wife and I disagreed on abortion when we dated. That didn't stop us from getting married and getting along. And now, you know, I mean, my kids told me when they date, it's like it's a non-starter if they're not on even the same political page anymore. I mean, but you know, taking it to this level is insanity. Yeah. This I just can't get over it, you know, and that guy's attitude of just hearing him, you know, if anybody's ever heard this guy, he doesn't get angry. He's like you. He's got a great demeanor. He doesn't get angry. He makes his point. They don't agree with him. It doesn't mean he changes their opinion, but he doesn't yell at them, scream at them. He, you know, he treats them with respect, and that's the way it should be. And this is just, I don't know what else to say, but, you know, I just thought, you know, that kind of bothered me that the guy immediately thinks the guy's a racist.
It is hard to find words to describe what happened and how significant it is. It's bigger than this one incident. It's a microcosm of America today. And Joe, you're right. There are people who look for quick reasons to call somebody a racist. But, you know, there are people who have certain views that does make it seem as if they're racist. That was not my big issue with Charlie Kirk. I disagree with him on a lot of issues. But again, at the same time, I'm a perfect example of somebody who stands for the right thing, because I am shocked and sickened by what happened. And yet I disagreed with Charlie Kirk, which just, you know, points out that we can disagree. And debate does not equal hate in this country. There's a manhunt underway for the individual who shot and killed conservative activist Charlie Kirk. And this person apparently slipped away. They've got pictures of him out. They believe this is a person of interest, maybe the person who fired the shots. There was a gun that was found in the woods, and a screwdriver was found near where I believe the shooting took place. And they believe that maybe the screwdriver was used to dissemble the gun, or to for him to carry parts of the gun in on his person and then reassemble it when he was in position to shoot. But again, there's still a lot we don't know. I don't want to speculate too much on that. All right, we've got to get to a break here. If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. More of your reaction to the death of Charlie Kirk coming up. Beyonce wrote this song about 9/11. Today is the anniversary. The song is "I Was Here." Those songs that were written about 9/11 are all about this country after an attack. That attack yesterday was not from a foreigner, but that was an attack on America. It was an attack on freedom of speech, and should be seen as that. We'll be right back. Hey, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, happy birthday today to Tommy Shaw of Styx. Tommy Shaw is 72 years old. Saw him recently at IP Casino. Looks great. Sounds great. Still kicking it. Remember, you don't have to act your age. I'm Scoot on the Air. We're going to continue this conversation into the next hour. Plus, we'll add a few other things into the conversation. Just such a tragedy yesterday. It's important for us to continue to have this conversation about political violence.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.